Hello, my name is Chloe, and I'm going to be talking about missing person cases. And I honestly fear when someone goes missing, their name and pictures are often forgotten after 2 years by the public. And I want to try and keep their names out there and inform people on their cases. I'm going to start with the U.S. because that is where I'm from, and I plan on doing 3 cases per state. And that's all depending on how much info they have. If they don't have much info, I will still do them, but they are going to be pretty short. I have already done the state of Maine. And next up, I am doing New Hampshire. So if you haven't heard those 3 super short podcasts, go ahead and listen to those and then catch up with us in New Hampshire. This case is actually crazy to me. I just read up on it, and I mean, there's not a lot of info because the kid was age 3 to 4, and there's just not much on it. Oh my goodness, this case. I can't. I'll just go ahead and start because it's so crazy to me, and we can just talk about it after. All right, so this missing person case is the first one in New Hampshire, and it takes place in Swansea. Her name is Patricia Ann Wood. She is endangered missing. That's the classification she's under. Her date of birth was October 12th of 1972, so right now she'd be around 46 years old. She, height and weight, it's unknown. Distinguishing characteristics, Caucasian female, and Patricia's nickname was Patty, known to her family by. I can also put a picture on here, and it just, fair warning, it's a couple years before her disappearance, because they couldn't seem to find one any closer to her disappearance. There are, my English is awful tonight, so bear with me. Her investigating agency, which is the New Hampshire Cold Case Unit, the phone number for that is 603-271-2663, which I also believe, yes, I am right, on Cold Case Unit for Missing People and Unsolved Cases on New Hampshire's government website, they do have tip forms that you can fill out. So if you click on a person, you can click on a tip form and you can fill it out, and they will probably reach out to you. So there's that, there's phone call, there's so many ways you can get a hold of them. I'm sure you could find an email somewhere. All right, but we are working on Patricia. She was last seen in Swansea, like I said, sometime in 1976. And I said the word sometime. You heard me right. Because, well, I'm going to let you figure that out soon. So she lived with her father and her stepmother, John and Judith Wood, and her 4 older step-siblings at the time of her disappearance. Patricia's father and stepmother told her biological mom that she had been killed in a car accident and told others that Patricia was with her biological mom. So they had 2 different stories. One was only told to the mom, and I'm sure the mom told people. So half the people knew Patricia to have been killed in a car accident. And then the people that knew Patricia's actual biological father and stepmom, that she died, that she was living with her biological mom. So clearly, neither of those stories were true, and her disappearance wasn't reported until 1987. So, good gracious. So she was last seen in 1976, and they didn't report her missing until 1987. You do the math, too long. It shouldn't even be a year. Anyways, on August 20th of 1987, the police confronted Judith about her stepfather's disappearance. They weren't able to speak to John themselves, so the next day John and Judith committed suicide together at their home, and they decided that they were going to leave a note, but it did not provide any answers as to Patricia's whereabouts. So clearly this is starting out on a crazy whirlwind of fishiness. First the parent, the mom, or the stepmom and the dad tell the mom a lie and tell everyone they know a lie. And then they kill themselves in 1987, the same exact year, probably shortly after the police confronted them about the disappearance, and they off themselves. Prior to her disappearance, the child was treated several times for injuries and had to be hospitalized at least once. So if you can't tell, I'm sure that Patricia was abused in the home. So think of that. A kid under the age of 5 being abused in their own home. I can't even fathom how someone could do that to their kid. And the doctors also suspected that there was child abuse in the home. So Patricia was placed into foster care for several months. And then she finally got to be returned to her family. And the state child protective services closed their file on her case, which, good Lord, they're already understaffed, so I'm sure they can't keep track of everybody, but I still think they maybe should have kept her in their mind. I mean, she was under 5 years old. She couldn't defend herself. Patricia's step-siblings, like I said, there were 4 of them. They remembered that their mother frequently disciplined her. The youngest one told his father that, well, they told his father and then they later told the police that his mother and stepfather drowned Patricia in a bathtub and buried her in the backyard. Which, if you're a super young kid, I know kids make things up, but also if it's something that serious, do you really think that young of a kid would make up that their stepdad and their mom drowned a baby in the bathtub and buried her? But yeah, and then authorities later dug up the Wood family's backyard and also checked local mine shafts, but found nothing of interest. Patricia is considered missing under extremely suspicious circumstances. NODA. And her case is still unsolved. That's all I have on Patricia. Like I said, this is a very crazy case. And it really bumps me out that John and Judith committed suicide but didn't provide any information about what happened to Patricia. So who knows? I'm going to leave it up to your imagination, but yeah, that is a crazy, crazy case. Very crazy. All right, well, tune in next time for our second one, and hopefully it is not sad and depressing like this first one of New Hampshire is. Goodness gracious. All right, just trying to keep the name out there, keep you informed on their names, like I said in the beginning. Tune in for the next one. Bye.